Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And a warm welcome to all of our listeners here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you after a week away, and it is a pleasure to be back. I do thank all of our listeners that tune in each and every week. We have a great show today, and it's actually the start, it's the launch, if you will, to a new series that we are calling Innovation at Home. And ultimately, what we're going to do over the next several weeks is talk about innovative products and what are the trends in innovation, and then why does it matter to you, the consumer? We're going to do that, but before we do, I want to introduce our guest, John Colley, to the show. Thanks for being on the show today, John.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So this is what we're going to do is we're ultimately going to paint, if you will, with a 4-inch wide brush today. Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about product categories in general and give you a little bit of an overview of what's happening in the building industry throughout the home, throughout products that are put in the home. And then in successive weeks, we are going to actually be grabbing an 1.5-inch paintbrush and get a little bit more focused. So what you're going to be seeing is vendor manufacturers like Trex, like Anderson, like LP, well-known brands, well-known national and really even global brands that we're going to have on the show, and they're going to talk about innovation with their product and in the category of the building industry that they're in. So that's kind of where we're going. Some housekeeping things before John and I start our conversation today. 395-1450 is the number, 395-1450, and please feel free to interject with your questions or comments. We always like hearing from you, our listeners. The other thing is, if you miss any or part of a show, go to WHTC.com and listen to the podcast. So let's jump into it, John. And ultimately, maybe we want to start in the forest product category. That is the lumber, the engineered type lumber, as well as the panels or sheet goods that go into constructing a home or a addition or renovation. So let's talk about that. What are you seeing in terms of just purely lumber? You know, our listeners, in their mind, a 2x4 is a 2x4 is a 2x4. But what are you seeing in this category, and why is that important to our listeners?
I think probably one of the biggest technological advances in that market is more or less how you get a smaller piece of lumber to market better. And I think a lot of that has to do with optimizers at the plant, which they actually have mobile apps now that allow them to determine how much board footage you can get out of a tree depending upon what size and species it is. And then I think that there's better conditions in the mills where it allows them to cut and cut off wane before it actually becomes part of the board, and then cut them to length even more accurate than they used to be.
Now, what are the mills doing in terms of creating product that is engineered, if you will, to be able to perform better in a home situation?
Well, it really kind of goes down to the same philosophy, smaller trees. So they're taking smaller pieces and putting them together in different ways to add strength and make more dimensionally stable lumber.
So the dimensionally stable lumber. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Dimensionally stable, when you cut a tree, it has a grain pattern on it and the growth rings on it. And if it is cut in certain ways, you'll get it'll warp or twist or do some of those types of things that are undesirable. But when you actually take smaller pieces of lumber and put them together in a controlled manner, it allows it to remain more stable and straight and not warp and not twist.
You know, what I'm so excited about is that for the last month we've been talking about projects, and a lot of listeners are thinking about the projects that they want to accomplish here in 2014. And this is just a natural progression in that, because really when you think about it, when you peel back the onion, if you will, the innovation's all about creating solutions right, for the consumer. And that's what these what's happening in the building industry is that although there was a pause, if you will, during the recession, we're seeing that there was actually a phenomenal time for manufacturers to invest in new initiatives, to try out new ideas. And one of the things that we're seeing kind of a, an explosion is in engineered products, John, right? And so there's terms like LSL and LVL and iJoyce, which are relatively new to the marketplace. One thing, and not to get technical here, but if our listeners can stay with us, LSL studs are really kind of an intriguing product category that actually can be a great alternative to just having a 2x4 stud in a home. Why are we talking about this? Why would this be important to the consumer?
Well, an LSL stud is primarily used in something like a kitchen where you want a really nice straight wall and you want a lot of strength to hang your cabinets off of. And it's basically comes to market as that product, and it adds value because it's a better alternative.
Right. And so in that application, for those that of you that are building a home, or if you're renovating your existing kitchen, putting some LSL studs or asking for that product will be of benefit to create a straighter wall. Now, I've heard that that's a product that also has a good fit in applications where there's taller walls in homes. Is that accurate statement?
That's accurate as well.
Okay, so LSL studs, and the manufacturer on that actually is LP. If you want to look more up about that product, you can go to the LPCorp.com website, LPCorp, based out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've had them on the show before. Let's talk a little bit about panels and sheeting, right? So there's this evolution over a period of time. I mean, over the last 20 or 30 years, maybe just give a background to that. You know, plywood was what we saw in the 80s and 90s and even prior to that. But then OSB came onto the market. Talk us through that part, John.
Yeah, instead of the sheeting being made in lots of layers that were glued and pressed together, now it's made with smaller pieces of wood chips that are laid in a crisscross fashion and then glued and pressed together instead of lots of thin sheets that are laid together.
And then they're putting glues into that product that are even different than what they had 10, 15 years ago in OSB that add benefit. What are the benefits to that?
Well, the glues are, they help make the product more dimensionally stable. And actually now they're making products that have a face on it that makes it even more weathertight than just a standard wood product.
Right, and that's important to the builder. I want to talk more about that. I also want to talk about iJoyce, the floor system, if you will. And then we'll jump into other building products. We're going to do that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here, 1450.
You're planning to do around the home this season. Whether it's roofing, windows, siding, decking, cabinets, or interior trim and doors, Zeeland Lumber is your source for exterior and interior renovations. Learn more at ZeelandLumber.com or visit them at 146 East Washington in Zeeland.
Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Seeing a little bit of sunshine along the lakeshore. It's probably not going to last long overnight. Partly cloudy skies. Low of 2 above on Saturday. Some snow showers in the afternoon. Probably another couple of inches on the ground. And a high near 19. Right now in Hamilton, 12 above. It's 13 in Holland. Feeling like 3 below zero. Get Holland's hometown forecast on your phone by texting STORM to 80373.
Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, alongside John Colley today. For those of you who are just joining us, we've been talking about innovation in the building industry. And today's focus really is a broad brushstroke of the several different products, the building products and the forest products that go into building a home, renovating a home. And up until this point, we've been concentrating kind of on the framing and lumber part of things. We're going to jump into the building products, which is kind of intriguing as well. But 395-1450 is our number if you want to call in. We love to hear any comments or questions you have. In future weeks, I'm excited to share that we're going to be having well-known brands on the show that will include brands that I'm sure that you guys have heard. That's Anderson and Trex, LP. There'll be others. We'll get a little bit more focused in following weeks. Today, we just kind of wanted to have a nice kickoff to the series by doing kind of a once-over. So before the break, we kind of were talking about floor sheeting and sidewall and roof sheeting. That's kind of the plywood. Some people just know it as plywood, but it's also a product called OSB, and that's wafer-type product. I mentioned the fact that these manufacturers are using innovation to create something other than just having a commodity OSB.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating products that will perform in environments like even what we're experiencing now. I mean, inherent in a project where you're building a home or putting an addition on, that will be exposed to the elements. Even the part of the home that ultimately, once it's closed in, won't be exposed, is exposed at some point. John, can you just spend a brief few moments on floor sheeting and what's happening in the industry that really will benefit the consumer long term?
Sure. Really, the benefits of some sheetings that we stock, like Advantech or LP 450 or 350, is it has a waterproof covering over top of it, and it allows it to get wet on a more than once a day basis for a period of time during the construction process, and not absorb moisture, so it doesn't swell up, the joints don't get tight, that you don't have to sand the joints afterwards. It just remains stable for a longer period of time while you're framing your house, and it just adds value because you won't end up with it shrinking when you close the house in. Your floor joists won't squeak with this product on top of it. You won't have little humps underneath the carpet after you've laid it. It just remains dimensionally stable.
You know, what's incredible to see is these manufacturers definitely are listening to the consumer. They're understanding the elements in which certain products are being installed, and they're coming out with product that meet the solution. They're products that offer a solution to the consumer. And that's why I'm so excited again for the next several weeks of the series on innovation. John, let's talk briefly before we turn to building products. Let's talk about I-joists, floor joists, you know, that whole system, the foundation in which the rest of the house is built. 10, 15 years ago, you really didn't see I-joists, or if you did, it was on a minimal basis. Talk about the evolution of the floor joist, even from 30, 40 years ago up until what we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, in 30, 40 years ago, it was dimensional, just solid sawn dimensional lumber. And as the bigger pieces of lumber, the bigger trees were harder to get, the larger size dimensional lumber started to become more expensive. And then with some of the other technologies like OSB, they decided they evaluated where the strength came from, and it was from the top cord and the bottom cord, and they determined that they could make longer lengths of joists with a top and bottom cord with a center filled with OSB that would span longer distances. They would be straighter. They could really outperform anything that the solid sawn dimension lumber would do. And actually was available in a lot longer. So I think we stock them up to 48 feet long at this point. And you just can't get trees that long.
Right. So would you say that is a product that's being used on 9 out of 10 homes, or is it really 99 out of 100 homes? What's your gut feel on that?
Well, I haven't. Boy, I'd have to say at least 95.
Right. Well, it's either that, or you've seen a evolution in terms of floor trusses.
Yeah,
floor trusses, where you have maybe a need for a taller, higher floor truss system, floor joists.
Mm-hmm.
They'll create a floor truss to meet the need.
Yeah, they can really make a floor truss to span even longer spans than what an I-joist can, but it's predominantly based on how deep the member is.
All right, so the forest product category, there definitely is an evolution, if you will. There's a stress on creating products that meet the current needs of the building industry. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting to talk about, and it's exciting to see happen really right in front of our very eyes. We touched upon just regular lumber. We talked about engineered lumber and dimensional lumber, as they say in the industry, and then also on panels and sheeting. Let's move a little bit now into some of the other product categories, right? And I know a product that you're familiar with, I just want to talk on before the break, is metal and steel siding, mm-hmm. right? And I want to paint a picture for our listeners on what you're seeing when it comes to that product category.
Really, a lot of innovation in that product category is the galvanization. It's galvanized better. With better processes, which make it last longer, and also the paint systems that are on the product last longer as well, and they're produced with things like reflective coatings that work better in different areas. In the south, it reflects the sunlight, which allows the house to stay cool, and in the north, it reflects anything else that's kind of, you know, related to it, just UV, so it doesn't start to discolor the paint. It doesn't dry out as fast, I guess, as you will. But those are probably the biggest, I guess, technologies that are coming along in the steel industry.
Right on. We're going to talk about windows, exterior doors, as well as roofing, siding, decking. We're going to do that. We'll also talk about yield and how manufacturers are using innovation to generate a greater yield in what they're producing. We'll do it right after the break. Stay with us.
And provide up to 8 full hours of relief. Look for the blue can with the blue cap. Salonpas, powerful relief when and where you need it. Available at Walmart.
And a warm welcome back to the final segment of the At Home Show today. Freezing out there. I mean, I was talking to you, John, before the show, and I can't tell you, the last 2 days, I think I've dealt with it up until now, but the last couple days just have been frigid. And I don't know if the wind is just kicking up or maybe it's just old age. That's probably what
feeling it in the joints.
That's right, I sure am. So bringing you back to the topic of the show, I digress. I have been known to rabbit trail every now and then in life, but today we're talking about innovation in the industry, and actually that's going to be the series for the next several weeks. Today was more of a 4-inch wide paintbrush, as I described earlier, whereas in the following weeks, in the successive weeks from today, we'll be grabbing 1.5-inch paintbrush and talking with selective, well-known manufacturers in the industry, and I'm excited for that. But to wrap up today's show, John, you know, we talked about the forest products. We've talked about just innovation in general and how manufacturers are tasked with making sure that they utilize technology to create a product that will benefit the consumer. We talked just before the break about metal and steel, and we had a call during the break. Sam called and asked about fasteners. And is there a trend or a change in fasteners? He's always used what they call neoprene nails, so the nails with washers on it. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's still used today, or is there a transition or a change occurring in that area?
Yeah, they really changed over to all screws now, and even the screw technology is getting better as it's adapted. The how aggressive the threads are on the screw has actually increased as more and more use has been into OSB. They want a more aggressive thread to bite that OSB so it doesn't pull it through. But really, that whole venue changed when they started to go into building design and what would provide more strength, and it really made it change to screws.
All right, so continuing from the top, we're looking at metal, and you're talking about metal roofing and metal siding. Let's talk about residential shingles, right? And over the last several years, we've seen some changes. A lot have to do with the warranties of the manufacturers, but we've also seen manufacturers come out with cool series technology. Have you seen that a little mm-hmm. bit, John?
Yeah, the reflectives in the granules.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And although I don't know that it's necessarily a solution for all consumers out there, we have seen a few people come in saying, you know, I've heard about this cool technology, and definitely reflective granules, lighter on the roof, and that's important to some. You know, maybe it's more important to folks who live in the South than people who live up here. I'm not sure if I know what 70 degrees feels like anymore, but that's definitely an innovation in the roofing arena. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of windows and exterior doors, you know, one of the things that we've seen is a age-old problem with exterior doors is jams that are rotting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners even can testify to the fact that the jams, the bottom portion of the door frame, is rotting. Mm-hmm. What have you seen, John, that has an answer to that?
Well, really, they started to utilize composites, and then you know, we're kind of touching on a whole industry that went through just a ton of change as well, and that's the treated wood industry. You know, it went from arsenic-based chemicals to non-arsenic-based chemicals to some treatments now that are utilizing micro technologies as far as grinding copper and dissolving it in a water solution and injecting it right into the wood.
Right. The one thing that's constant is change, mm-hmm. right? And if you just pause and think about it, and really this is probably in any product category or any industry that change is occurring before our very eyes, it's fun to pause and really think about and kind of talk about what has been happening even in front of our very eyes. Windows, that's another area that you've seen a tremendous amount of change and innovation even over the last, I would say, 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, I don't know who decided to put argon gas between two layers of glass to make it insulate better, but somebody had to come up with that idea.
Right. And what I've seen is the advent of colors, right? You know, in the past, the color options were white, white, and white. And now you're looking at, in some cases, 50, 60 different colors. I know that Eagle Windows, which is a well-known brand, and it's ultimately now owned by the Anderson Enterprise. They call the product E-Series now. But that's a product that we've sold that has a plethora of colors. And ultimately, they take the financial piece out of the equation because most of the colors are the same price, whether you go with black or red or green. So we've seen innovation in the window industry. Even the materials that they're using, it's not just wood anymore. They have products that are made with Fibrex, which is, again, an engineered composite-type product. Mm-hmm. You're seeing innovation there. Siding is another area. And we've had companies like James Hardy on the show before. One of the things that you're seeing with a product like fiber cement is pre-finished colors. And although maybe when they first came out they had 10 or 12, with technology, with innovation, now their color palette is over 20. Mm-hmm. And it really gives the consumer a solution that is cost-effective, and the warranties are tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
So not only that, but then looking at decking. In a couple weeks we're going to have Trex on, and Trex is definitely an innovator in the industry. They've ultimately gone to just a full capstock type product, and the colors are not just solid. They have blended colors now as well. So it's really exciting to see that part of the industry growing, and the decking is definitely a relevant category.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, any other thoughts in terms of products that you've seen, you've come across, you do a lot of purchasing for Zeeland Lumber and Supply, anything that we haven't touched upon today?
Not anything in particular that comes to mind. I know everything's changing all the time. You know, it's some of these places are putting paint booths right in, and you order the product, it comes in the way you want it every time.
That's a great point. Exterior doors, you can get pre-finished or pre-stained right now as well. And 5-10 years ago, you could not do that. Well, thanks for being on the show, John, and thanks to all of our listeners for joining in. Be sure to join us in successive weeks as we get a little bit more in the trenches with specific manufacturers and talk about how that can offer solutions for you both now and in the coming months and coming years. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone. Thanks again. This has been the At Home Show with Mark Vandenbosch.